Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And joining us by phone today is the president of RDL & Associates, also a member of the board of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, Dave Ladd. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's always a pleasure to talk about what's going on out in the real world, as we like to say.
Right. Yeah. And last week, of course, we talked about the tariffs that the Trump administration has imposed on a number of products from various countries. And this has some repercussions, I would expect.
Yeah. The longer this goes on, the more impact it's going to have. You're already seeing the effects just based psychologically on what it could mean and that uncertainty. And the question is, once trading partners and countries don't see the U.S. as a reliable supplier of products and agriculture commodities or what have you, it takes a lot of effort to get them back. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's a lot yet to be written here. I just find it of concern to the Main Street economy, what it could mean if it lingers, and with all the other factors that are in play. I would say, honestly, we are again, I think, in a trade war. It might be the very early stages of a trade war, particularly with China, but they're hitting us back, you know, and the administration hitting us back, you know, where he is vulnerable, or they view him as politically vulnerable, and that is soybeans. You know, those commodities, kind of the heartland of America, and where his base is viewed to be politically, they're going to take that as an economic opportunity to make their point. We tend to think about the farm bill or agriculture policy as, you know, dairy policy or the commodity payment mechanisms for corn and soybeans and, you know, all that sort of thing. But, you know, we have a trade title, which we just talked about. There's biotechnology, there's research, there's credit, agricultural credit or credit title in the farm bill. There's a whole range of issues that impact that agriculture sector. And so it's not a one phase or one note Johnny. It is a full, in a lot of ways, symphony of things that play into the health and vitality, not just outstate Minnesota, but the metropolitan areas as well. You know, it's an economy that is intertwined and interfaced along multiple platforms and multiple fronts. And you can't have one strong sector without having some impact on other parts of the economy.
Well, it's a very interesting time right now, and I know you're keeping a pretty close eye on everything as it transpires, so I appreciate your insight, Dave.
Well, I appreciate your time, so thank you, and you guys do a great job, and keep up the good work.
Dave Ladd is the president of RDL & Associates. He's also a board member with the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.